Hello everyone, this is Audio Mode Day 5 and today I am making a fish pie. I've done most of it, I just thought you could join me for the final bits. I'm just going to put the oven on to warm up a bit and I'm going to mash the potato. I've got the pie mixture, the fish in the baking tray, and I've made a different kind of sauce this time. I usually make a cheese sauce. I've made a lemon sauce, and we'll see how that goes, because you have fish with lemon, don't you? I will put a bit of grated cheese on the top, probably. Now, I've got my potatoes in the bowl here, and I'm just going to add a bit of milk. Don't want to make it too watery. That should be enough. And a load of black pepper. As long as I don't make myself sneeze. Okay. The idea is that I cook it, cool it down, put it in the fridge, and that Obi can come home from work tonight, and because the boys are both away, and heat some up for himself, and then when I get him from dialysis, I can do the same. Oh, dialysis, it's a nightmare at the moment. We've got these new machines, and they're all singing, all dancing. I might have to put a bit of butter in with this as well. But the only problem is that they take almost an hour for the cleaning program in between. Oh, he sneezed. I might pause this in a minute because I don't want it to be more than 10 minutes. So I'm going to grate a bit of garlic and some cheese. It's an absolute nightmare at the moment. Everyone's getting really stressed out about it, because what's happening is, because they've got a 32-minute cleaning program, and then they've got to prime the sheet machine, that means get it ready, which is about another 15 minutes, and then by the time they faff about, it's pretty much an hour between one person coming off and the next person going on. So as you can imagine, the people in the morning start at 7, so they're fine, because the machines automatically come on at 19 minutes past 5 to do the morning clean, even though they've done one the night before. And then, so they're all nice and ready. So at lunchtime, there's an hour after they come off, and the afternoon people get on an hour late. And then by the time it gets to the twilight, which is me, you're talking about getting on for 2 hours. Now, my time was 4 o'clock. I never gone at four, very rarely. Occasionally, I would get on at 10 past or maybe 1:30. They've now moved my time to 4:30, but I rarely get on before 5:50. This means I come off at 10 to 10, allow for the bleeding to stop 10 past 10, wait for transport. Sometimes it's 11 o'clock when I get home. Don't really feel like eating, to be honest. Now, my problem with it all isn't so much that we're getting off late and getting on late. It's the fact that because the machines have been staggered and they haven't put them all in, this is the first week. My bay was the first one to get them. Now, they're all in all the other bays now from Monday onwards. So what they've got to work out now is what time that we should be brought in on transport, because at the moment as it stands, we are coming in at the same time. So in the week, my driver picks me up at 3, I'm getting there at 3:30. But on a Saturday, I can be ready at 2 o'clock because they can pick me up from 2 onwards. And then I'm not getting on till 10 to 6, although this Saturday I didn't get picked up till 20 to 5, even though I've been ready since 2. And then sod's law being the sod that it is, excuse my French, but Anna rang me up, she's one of the nurses, and said, you're at 4:15, saying, where are you, your machine's ready? And I said, I'm at home. She said, oh dear, I'll have to give it to someone else. So that's exactly what she did. And I didn't get there till 5:15, and I still got on at 5:50. So it has been an out-and-out nightmare, but they're meant to be altering the times. I will do a post so that you can hear the new machines in action, because they have got some different features on them, apart from the fact that they tell you more information about how your clearance is. They also do some other things which are different, and they all play the same tune now, which is rather boring, but there's a reason for that, which I will explain when I do my posts, maybe later today or another day, I'm not sure. Anyway, I think this is about done. I didn't need to put anything extra in it, so I'm going to pause this while doing my grating, and then I will wash my hands first. No, I didn't mash it with my hands. I just had a feel of it to see that it didn't have many lumps in it, and it doesn't. So I will come back in a minute when I put it in the oven. If I can find my phone, honestly. Okay, right. Excuse me. I'm about to put the famous fish pie in the oven. It's quite heavy. Hope I don't drop it. In it goes. There we go. I didn't do cheese on the top in the end because I just didn't want to. But I did put a bit of butter. Hopefully it'll make it go a little bit crispy. And I put some garlic in the mash, and I put some black pepper on the top. Some ground black pepper. Not ground black pepper. Coarsely ground black pepper. So anyway, that's for me for today. I'll let you know what it was like next time.